O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So not all of us can do this, but some of us can think back to 1991. And there was a popular television commercial at the time. It was for Gatorade. And it went something like this. Now, I don't remember all the words, so you're going to have to get some da-da-da in there. But it started out like this. Sometimes I dream that he is me. I get to see that's how I dream to be. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Did that help you? Who's Mike? Was he a Purdue player? No, not a Purdue. Mike who? Michael Jordan. So some of you remember, and then about 3 years ago, it got re-released for a 25th anniversary. Like Mike, if I could be like Mike. Well, here in the church, and Andrea, my wife is here today, and you thought this was cheesy. But the song really, but I didn't think it was appropriate hymn, like Jesus. If I could be like Jesus, I want to be like Jesus. So that's probably stuck in your head now, I hope. So if you want to be like Jesus, we heard, and we're in the fourth week now, this red letter challenge. If you haven't been here, there was a focus on being, on forgiving, and this week it's serving. But it started out at the first week, about being. If you want to be like Jesus, the author of the red letter challenge said you got to hang with Jesus. If you want to be able to forgive as Jesus forgave, you got to be in Christ. If you want to, this week it's serving. If you want to serve as Jesus served, you got to be like Jesus. Day 22 of the Red Letter Challenge. That's what the main focus is. It's be more like Jesus. But this song, like Mike, it says sometimes I dream that he is me. But life in the church is more than a dream. Right, it's a reality. Sometimes it's a wonderful reality. Sometimes it's a harsh reality. But the truth is, to be in Christ Jesus, it actually, well, I guess if you did want to be like Michael Jordan, it would take practice, although you'll never be Michael Jordan. It takes practice to be like Jesus. That was week one about the being. There are spiritual disciplines, and one of those disciplines you're doing right now. You are in church, and you're hearing the word, and your week has a specific rhythm. That's a spiritual discipline, and prayer is a spiritual discipline. There are different disciplines that come with that, but the strength to be like Jesus doesn't come from you. It doesn't come from your heart. It doesn't come really directly from the people around you. It comes from God. It comes from the Holy Spirit. As we sang in the hymn, Jesu, Jesu, it's Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. It's the love of Jesus that gives us strength to share with others. And Jesus doesn't administer his love or his forgiveness, his grace with an eyedropper. He pours it out more than enough to share with others. In Philippians chapter 2, St. Paul talks about the sort of attitude that Jesus had, and it was not one of arrogance, right? We heard that in talking with the kids, but one, St. Paul would say, of humility. So St. Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. And then he goes on to say in verse 7, but Jesus emptied himself, and we touched on that in the hymn in verse 1, that Jesus kneels at the feet of his friends, silently washes their feet, master who pours out himself for them. That Jesus empties himself by taking the form of a servant. And St. Paul says in Philippians 2 verse 8 that he is an obedient son, he's an obedient servant who is obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because Jesus came to die for sinners, for you and for me. And yet we are not just people who are stuck or dead in our trespasses or locked into them. We're no longer slaves to sin and death and the power of the devil, but we have a new identity. We are a child of God. Jesus is our brother who has come to set us free, and as such, our identity is found in Jesus. That's the core of who we are. He is the core of who we are, and our our lives actually have a purpose. We're not just set free to be mushrooms to sit on the couch and do nothing, but set free for a purpose, because purpose flows out of our identity. Our purpose flows out of our identity. In 1 John chapter 4, St. John says it very, very directly. He says, we love, you remember this, how this goes? We love because why? Yeah, because God, because He first loved us. There's a response. And so God fills us with His love, and then we love others. That's just what it, that's part of our identity, part of what it means to like be like Jesus, if we could be like Jesus. And we can be like Jesus. Because God loves us, we in turn love God, but it doesn't just stop. Well, you love me, God, I love you, we're all good. No, no, necessarily we love other people around us. Because God is a gracious God with us, we're gracious with the people around us. Because God has forgiven us, we are also called to forgive others as we have been forgiven. Because God has loved us and forgiven us and served us, we're also called to serve others. About 6 months ago, I used a quotation from Martin Luther. I can't remember now. It was from an Ephesians commentary. I think it's Ephesians. I don't know, but it was something from Luther. And the English translation is this: we are Christ's, remember this, with and without the apostrophe. We are Christ, that's with the apostrophe, because we are His. We are His treasured possession that He gave Himself as a ransom for us. And so He has bought us back from sin and death and the power of the devil. We are Christ's with the apostrophe. And then also, so there's a vertical relationship here, but also we are Christ's, no apostrophe, little Christ's. We are called to be like Jesus. If we could be like Jesus to the people around us, the people that God has put into our lives. And I couldn't remember this last night. Let's see if I can. If you're interested, when Luther said we are Christ's with and without the apostrophe, it's not German, it was Latin. Christi sumus en nominativo et genitivo. Tivo. I think that's what it is. Does that sound right to you, Noah? You're shaking your head. Yeah, because I scanned it and sent it to you, I think. Yeah. So that you get no extra points for that, but it bugged me because I couldn't think of it when I was standing here last night. So you get the Latin and the English. Probably remember the English. We are Christ's with and without the apostrophe. And so because we are Christ in this sense, His treasured possession, we also are little Christ to the people around us. We have an identity. We are set free, and we have a freedom from just being people who are stuck in slaves to sin. And it's not a freedom, well, I'm free from all that, now I just do whatever I want. But now change the preposition, we have a freedom for the world around us. We have a freedom for our neighbor. And that's what day 23 talks about. The question comes up, and this was a biblical question, right? Jesus says, well, the first commandment, the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And then the person asks Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Because we're looking for a loophole, because maybe these people really don't count as my neighbor, and well, everybody is your neighbor. Because we have had all of our needs met, and the greatest need, which is to be set free in an identity in Christ Jesus, now we are free for others. Because to live only for me, for myself, I would argue, I think, is subhuman. It's less than human. Because Adam and Eve, at the creation, they're not just created for themselves. They're created, and we see in marriage, they're created for one another, completely open to one another, open to God. They're there to have dominion over and care for all of creation, their other focus. God has given them that blessed identity. It's sin that's self-centered, and then they hide and are worried about what's wrong. But it's God who creates us for others. For creation. But the thing is, God does not need your love. Doesn't need it. God doesn't need your forgiveness. And I mean, hopefully, if you're at a place where you're like, well, I'm thinking about someday I might forgive God. God doesn't sin, so God doesn't need your forgiveness. And God does not need your service. Doesn't need any of it. But I do, because I'm your neighbor. Your neighbor, whether the people who live exactly next door to you, whether you live on 15 acres and they live a mile away, or you share a wall, your neighbor does. The people that God has placed in your life need your love, and you need theirs. And so serving is something that I hope it is more simple than some of us might think. And the thing is about serving, you don't have to get a Thrivent t-shirt to make it count. No, I have a Thrivent t-shirt on today. It's one of the Robin's Egg blue ones. But whether or not you get a Thrivent t-shirt, that doesn't make your service count more or less. You can do it without a Thrivent t-shirt. You don't even have to post it on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You don't have to tag anybody. Your service doesn't have to be connected in that way. To be faithful to God is to boldly love your neighbor. You don't have to go up to them and say, "Hey, I want to help you out, but I just want to first and foremost let you know I'm doing this for Jesus." Don't have to tell them that. You're doing it for them because they need your love. They need your service. You don't have to give them a gospel tract or a testimony, although that may come in at some point. I mean, you might say, "Hey, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit more." But that may be the sixth time that you help them. Now, we have opportunities to serve here at St. John. If you say, "Well, I'd like to do something attached to the church," and there are opportunities. You could always be an usher, you see, because sometimes maybe you just want to get up and walk around during the sermon. Sometimes guys, although these guys, I can see them right now, I got eye contact. Guys could use ushers. What a blessing it is after a funeral. We often have meals and provide a meal for people. And whether you would provide food, some of you do that, or you come in and help to serve that. J.N. Downing has been to a few of those. We love to have that. There are opportunities to share meals when there are good things, when there's been a birth in the family, or when there are challenging times. There are ways to do that. We have community partners. You could come and just help to be someone on site for a community partner. We have a relatively new thing where we have been partnering with Lutheran Child and Family Services and going once a month on Thursday nights to Lutherwood to visit with young children who are in short-term housing there. And Bob Salyers could tell you more about that. So if you're interested in serving here at the church, there's just a few things, but I'll tell you, you don't have to do something connected with St. John Lutheran Church and School and Little Wings in order for it to count as service. You just serve your neighbor. You love them. And we do it without expecting anything in return. See, you don't have to say, "Well, I'll help you if you'll just maybe think about becoming a Christian someday." Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but your neighbor, you're created to love your neighbor. In fact, the person, and maybe you're thinking about this, is say, "Well, if I don't have to worry about them being a Christian, I should only help non-Christians because maybe that opens up a door for witnessing to Jesus." Well, you don't have to limit it to that. You don't have to say, "Well, I'll only help Christians because I like them better." No, hopefully you get the point. Help everyone. And we don't have to expect anything in return because we're free. Set free. Right? So instead of worrying about, "Well, how do I climb the ladder to get up to God to get enough points?" You're free. You are free to forgive your neighbor as you have been forgiven. You are free to serve your neighbor. You are free, and we'll hear about this next week, at our best, even you can say, "Well, your money and your stuff, you could give it away." Because you're free. And I work on that, because sometimes I actually believe that. But I got to hear it again and again. On day 26 of this week of serving, it talks about, Jesus says that in the Sermon on the Mount, that we are salt and light. And I think one of the really interesting points that Zach Zender, the author of the book, makes, he says, so the thing about salt is, when you use salt, you don't say, "Well, here's some Himalayan pink salt. I love Himalayan pink salt." Or, "Here's some Morton's iodized salt. I really love that." The point of salt is not that it draws attention to itself. The point of salt is that it enhances whatever the thing is. And so, what we are as salt is we enhance Jesus. We don't make Jesus more than he is, but the point is to point to Jesus, that we are the light of the world, that Jesus is the light, and we shine in and through him because we are called, we'll go back to where we started, to be like Jesus. If we could be like Jesus, and we can because we're baptized. The Holy Spirit gives us a love that is stronger than we thought we could even have, an ability to be merciful and share forgiveness to those who think, well, I don't know I could ever forgive somebody for that, an ability to serve in ways that maybe people, that the least people, the least among those. And so, Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. And notice the song here. Neighbors are wealthy and poor, varied in color and race. Neighbors are nearby and far away. There's not a limitation there. That covers everybody. These are the ones we will serve. These are the ones we will love. All these are neighbors to us and to you, because we are Christ, with and without the apostrophe. So we kneel at the feet of our friends, and you can serve even without kneeling. You could stand and serve as well. Silently washing their feet. This is the way we will live with you, to be like Jesus. If we could be like Jesus, to love as we have been loved, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to serve as we have been served. To Jesus be the glory. Amen. And now may the peace that passes understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our suffering and serving Savior. Amen.